Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday, September the 9th, 2022. 13 minutes past the hour, 59 degrees, a chilly 59 degrees here in Marion. Mostly sunny skies on this Thursday, September the 8th, the first day of the Marion Popcorn Festival. I think this is the 41st edition of the Marion Popcorn Festival. I'm not sure exactly how they count that anymore, because I know in 2020 we did not have a popcorn festival, and I think that was the 40th, and I believe that was the 40th. I remember it was supposed to be a big year, so we did not have one in 2020, but I think they had the 40th again last year, so I think they're still counting this as the 41st. Even though the Popcorn Festival has now been around for 42 years, there have only been 41 festivals. So when you go around town today, you will notice that there are a lot of street closures and things of that nature downtown. So navigating downtown Marion today will be quite a harrowing experience, but we all enjoy it because we all enjoy the festival. And if you try to go out tonight, you will have particular troubles. Because when the parade gets underway, they usually start blocking off streets around 4 or 5 o'clock. And while the parade's going on, it is really difficult to navigate downtown Marion. So just be careful today. Leave yourself extra time and kind of pay attention to what's going on. So that is the Marion Popcorn Festival. Now, we're going to come back to that in just a second. Wanted to talk about my normal experience with McDonald's this morning. Okay, now here's the thing about McDonald's. When you go there in the morning, they have the two lanes. And I think they have two different employees working the microphone at each different lane. And no matter, I can't say every morning, I shouldn't say that. But most mornings, for whatever reason, I get in the slow lane. And this morning, I got in the slow lane, and the other lane was just buzzing by. Four or five cars would go through to every one car in my lane, which was no huge deal because I was there early, so not a big deal. But is there a way to fix this problem? Because I'll tell you what I did. The other day, I got up to the first window. Now, usually you don't spend much time at the first window because that's where you pick up your food and you go. Well, the other day I was up at the first window, and for some reason something was delayed. So me being a curious person, I just kind of watching what was going on in the first window. And I know that I noticed that they have a screen above where the employee works that has little cars on it. And the little cars are color-coded, and they are matched up with a time, like a stopwatch clock, right under them. And the stopwatch clock changes color as the time gets longer and longer and longer. And it looked like about 3 minutes was when the thing started blinking. So apparently they do not want you in that line from the time you make your order till the time you pick up your food any longer than 3 minutes. Or just over 3 minutes, maybe under 4 minutes. Now, I think that's interesting because I wonder if that's why they run one of those lanes slow. Because if you have not placed your order yet, you would not show up on that screen, so your 3 to 4 minutes would not have started, and McDonald's would not be getting in trouble for not getting the cars in and out of there quick enough. So I wonder if that's what's going on. I don't know. That was just an observation. I don't know that for sure. I've never worked there. And at this point, I really don't know anybody who works there. But from what I saw in that window, excuse me, got a little bit of that cold left from last week. From what I saw in that window, that's what it seems to be to me. Now, does anybody know anything about this? Give me a buzz. 17 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I am in the home studio today, but I will be back in the south studio tomorrow, as we'll have Pastor Whitaker and possibly Linda Sims stopping by. By the way, Linda Sims will be on today, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 until 1 p.m. today. So a full slate of programming here on WWGH Talk. But does anybody know anything about the McDonald's process? Is anybody listening out there a past employee, or do you know somebody who works there, or have you ran into the same trouble that I have ran into? I just find it an interesting operation in the morning. And I think that's why one of the lanes runs slow, is because until they take your order, I don't think your time starts. That's what I've deduced from this whole thing. But if anybody wants to contradict me or add something to this, 740-751-4038. Now, I do have to say, on the whole, that McDonald's does do a pretty good job, at least the one here on Mount Vernon Avenue. But in your opinion, I thought about asking this, which do you think, not food-wise, but what do you think is the slowest drive-through in Marion? Now, there are a lot of slow drive-thrus, and I was thinking about this morning as far as slow drive-thrus go, and there is one that sticks out in my mind. Now, I'm not going to say it until I get some other people who might have their opinions, because I'm curious to know what other people might think, but who do you think has the slowest drive-thru in Marion? Think about it for a second and give me a buzz here, 19 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. All right. I got a call yesterday, and I did not return this phone call because I don't know the answer to it, so I'm hoping somebody out there will be able to help me with this. One of our longtime listeners, Ted Jolliffe, called me yesterday, and he was looking for our friend Lee's phone number. And I don't have Lee's phone number, which I have said many times on the air. I don't have his direct line. But Ted Jolliffe was looking for his phone number. Apparently, Lee had called Ted, I think was the message that I got. Lee had called Ted, and Ted was trying to return the message. But I guess Lee did not leave his phone number. So I don't know, because I don't know Lee's phone number. So is there anybody out there who has Lee's phone number or would be able to call Lee and tell him to call Ted Jolliffe back, because Ted is trying to get in touch with him? Because obviously Lee does have Ted's number. So if you know Lee or have his phone number, give him a call. Tell him that Ted is looking for him and would like him to give him a call. I just don't have Lee's number. If I had Lee's number, I would give him a call. By the way, if you get a hold of Lee here in the next few minutes, have him give me a call here this morning. We'd like to hear from him. I don't think we've heard from him in about a week or so, maybe a little longer than that. Would like to know what Lee's up to, and I can pass along the message from Ted Jolliffe. So have him give me a call here at the home studio, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The last time we talked to Lee, he was in the process of possibly getting a Google Dot or an Alexa and an internet service so he could listen to us in the morning. And we do this every so often since we've done the switch over to digital. We're still waiting to hear from Lee. Scott out in Green Camp, we have not heard from him. Although I knew that was going to be hit and miss, because he had to use his wife's tablet. He had to use his tablet, but he had to connect to his wife's internet, was maybe how I understood that. So I don't know when and what days that Scott is able to listen out in Green Camp, but if he is out there, or anybody who knows him is able to give him a call, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. Always good to hear from our devoted, longtime listeners. Hopefully he was able to get that worked out out in Green Camp. I know that we had talked about that, and there was some connection between his wife being home from work and her internet connecting to his tablet to be able to listen to the show. But I'm not sure exactly what the connection was. So hopefully we hear from Scott sometime soon. 740-751-4038. And hopefully somebody gets a hold of Lee so we can pass along the message from Ted Jolliffe, because I'm not sure what Lee needed from Ted. But excuse me. But Ted definitely wanted to return the phone call. Now we've got our friend Judy Summers, who last week, I think it's been about a week now since we spoke with her, last we knew Judy was still trying to hook up her Alexas or get us on her Fire Stick, which I know her son was helping her with. Now, she had been down ill for about a week, was my understanding. When we spoke to her last week, she had not felt well for about a week, and that was delaying that process. Also, she had some errands, I guess, going on at some houses that she owns. So I wonder if Judy Summers ever got her machines hooked up or if she's able to listen. I haven't heard from Judy this week. Usually I hear something from Judy along the week, but we haven't heard anything this week. So Judy, Lee, Scott, if any of you are out there, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And as I said before, it's an interesting process because people do have to switch over, and a lot of times it takes time for people to come out with internet. If you've never used an Alexa or you've never used your Fire Stick or tablet for internet purposes, it might take you a minute to get it hooked up correctly. So we'll see what happens as time goes on. But the questions on the table right now, who has the slowest drive-through in Marion? In your opinion, who has the slowest drive-through in Marion? I'll tell you, we don't even have to limit it to Marion, really. We can say, what is the slowest drive-through you've ever been in? That can be a question as well. 740-751-4038. Now, we're going to go back to the Popcorn Festival here in a second, but there is a little bit of news. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, but just to keep you updated on where the gubernatorial race is. The governor's race, I think, is what now? About 2 months away? A little less than 2 months away? And yesterday, we got an interesting ripple in the gubernatorial race. Former President Donald Trump endorses Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine for re-election. Here was the story yesterday. Ex-President Donald Trump has endorsed Republican Ohio Governor Mike DeWine in the general election after sitting out Ohio's GOP gubernatorial primary. Trump announced the move on Wednesday night in a statement issued by the Save America PAC, his post-White House political operation. DeWine is running in the November 8th election against Nan Whaley, a Democrat and former Dayton mayor. Trump said that amid a Senate race in Ohio that's drawn national attention, DeWine quietly but professionally and patriotically goes about doing his job and really well, running alongside his very talented and loyal Lieutenant Governor John Husted. Ohio has been in strong hands with the economy roaring, especially in the 4 years that I was president. Mike DeWine and John Husted truly deserve my complete and total endorsement, and they've got it. They will never let you down, Trump said. So there you go. Now, this is interesting because it's a bit of a dramatic turn from November of 2020 when former President Trump suggested DeWine should draw a Republican primary election challenger, after DeWine acknowledged Joe Biden as the winner of the presidential election. And we also know that DeWine and Husted's handling of the coronavirus pandemic upset many Republican voters here in Ohio, which got them a primary challenge in Joe Blystone and Jim Renacci. And they also got boos from the crowd at a 2020 Trump campaign event because of that whole stance on the coronavirus. So, that's the way that goes. So, President Trump has now endorsed Mike DeWine for governor. Now, does anybody find that shocking or interesting on any level? Or is that just business as usual in the political world? If you're in the same party, you endorse that person. I wonder how Jim Renacci and Joe Blystone feel about this, considering they felt themselves to be more like President Trump and Governor DeWine not to be like President Trump. Well, the endorsement has come now. Former President Trump endorses Mike DeWine as of yesterday. Last night, I guess. Any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any interesting comments on that? You know, our gubernatorial race is kind of interesting. I still think Mike DeWine is quite a bit ahead of Nan Whaley when it comes to this particular race. Don't know why. We talked a little bit about that yesterday morning with the author of Off With Their Heads about women in politics. I don't know if it helps or hurts a woman, to be honest with you. In 2022, I don't know. I look at the polls for governor and I think, well, is it because people don't know Nan Whaley? Or is it because Mike DeWine has been around a long time? Is that why he's way ahead? I don't know the reason. Is it because Ohio has become more Republican? Certainly the Trump endorsement cannot hurt Mike DeWine. We talked back at primary time about how J.D. Vance was not leading Republican Senate primary, and then right after President Trump endorsed him, he ended up going to first place and winning that thing within just a matter of days. So could this really help Mike DeWine in a big way? You would have to think so if it had the same feeling that Senate primary had. And have you seen the commercials? Now, I have not seen a whole lot for governor of Ohio as of yet, but have you seen the commercials for Senate that are running all the time now about J.D. Vance and Tim Ryan? My goodness. You can tell that race is close because the ads are getting meaner and nastier and angrier. Now, I don't know if they impact any people. That's a study I would like to see. Do these negative ads impact anybody at all? I don't know. You know, I think most people have probably made up their mind at this point, with 2 months left to go, who they're going to vote for. And I don't know if these ads mean anything. But if you have a thought on it, give me a buzz here this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So we want to know the slowest drive-through you've ever been in. We want to know, are you excited for the Popcorn Festival? That's something interesting. And what do you like to do at the Popcorn Festival? Is it the food? Is it the entertainment? Is it just going downtown and walking around? Let us know what your appeal is when it comes to the Marion Popcorn Festival. 740-751-4038. Or also, if you have any comments on former President Trump endorsing Mike DeWine, that's interesting as well. That's the big news story this morning, certainly on the statewide level. Not much going on locally in the news, to be honest. I think there's a story in the Marion Star today about city council, about the treasurer and auditor having a communication problem. Not really sure why they're having a communication problem, but apparently they're having a communication problem nonetheless. I just saw the headline this morning. Has anybody read that story this morning about the auditor and the treasurer of the city apparently having some kind of communication difficulties? If you've read that, call in and let us know what in the world that's all about. 740-751-4038. And let me know if you were able to get in touch with Lee and let him know that Ted Jolliffe was looking for him. As I said, Ted called me yesterday, but I did not have Lee's number. I said I should have written it down last time Lee called in, but I don't have it, so I can't give it to Ted. But apparently Lee called Ted and did not leave a return number. So if you have any updates on that, give me a buzz as well. 740-751-4038. Okay, what else did I want to talk about here? Because we do have some trivia and possibly some giveaways here this morning. Oh, I wanted to talk about Post Malone. Now, a few weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, was it? We were talking to somebody on the phone. And they were talking about going to the Garth Brooks concert this past summer down in Cincinnati. And somewhere during the conversation, they mentioned that they were going to a Post Malone concert, I think coming up this fall sometime. Now, at that time, I said I had no idea who Post Malone was. Zero idea. Matter of fact, in that conversation was the first time that I had ever even heard the name Post Malone. Never had even heard the name prior to that particular conversation. Now, here's the funny thing. The other night, Sunday night, I think it was, I was watching, was it the new Password? I think it was the new Password under Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon's on the new Password all the time. And they mentioned, out of the blue, Post Malone on Password. So now this is the second time I've heard this in like 2 weeks. Post Malone, Post Malone, Post Malone. So I did a Facebook Live the other night saying, who in the world is Post Malone? And somebody said it's a young rapper who sings a song called Circles. Circles or Circle or something like that. So when I was done with the Facebook Live that night, I listened to this song. And to be honest with you, maybe I'm just out of touch, but it did not seem that good. And it did not seem something like you would go to Nationwide Arena to listen to. I cannot imagine that the tickets for this event are very much. Does anybody out there know Post Malone? Am I the only one, apparently, that's living in the dark when it comes to this particular performer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, we've got a lot of questions this morning. No answers so far, but a lot of questions. What is the slowest drive-through you've ever been in? Does anybody know anything about the performer Post Malone? Can anybody get Lee, one of our longtime listeners, in touch with Ted Jolliffe? And do you have any thoughts on former President Trump endorsing Mike DeWine for governor? Those are the questions. Any thoughts on any of those things? 740-751-4038. Post Malone. I don't even know how somebody would get into Post Malone. I imagine maybe you would have to hear it through your kids or grandkids. I just did not think the song was very good. Now, that could just be me not knowing popular music. You know, music is very subjective, person to person. One person can love a song. Another person can hate a song. But I just could not get into Post Malone. You know, I just saw a news bulletin come up here 46 minutes ago from the New York Times that Queen Elizabeth is under medical supervision as health concerns grow. I did not even know that the Queen was not doing well. You know, how long has she been in power over there now? 70 years? 70 plus years at this point? In her 90s. But that's the headline, and the New York Times seem to be pretty on the ball when it comes to stuff like this. Queen Elizabeth under medical supervision as health concerns grow. You know, I'm always surprised in this country how interested we are in England's royal family. If you go to the grocery store or the department store or any magazine rack, all of the tabloids seem to be filled constantly with stories about the royal family. So they must sell, or the tabloids would not keep doing that. What do you think our fascination is with the royal family? And this will be a big story, Queen Elizabeth under medical supervision. Now, it could be because of her age, but it says, as health concerns grow. Had anybody even heard that she was not doing well? This is the first I've heard of it, but I could have been under a rock when the other stories came about. 740-751-4038. And they call this breaking news. Queen Elizabeth under medical supervision. Any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. So a lot of questions out there on the table this morning. If you have any comments on any of them, Queen Elizabeth, slowest drive-thru you've ever been through, if you know anything about Post Malone, who apparently is a rapper, I guess he's a rapper, President Trump endorsing Mike DeWine for governor, or can anybody get Lee in touch with Ted? Those are the questions. 740-751-4038. Somebody out there has got to have a comment on something this morning. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. 40 minutes past the hour in hour number one here. You know, when I was over on the south side of town yesterday doing a little work at the studio, I noticed they're tearing up the streets over there as well. So that's really going to make for a difficult commute during the popcorn festival. Because now not only do you have streets torn up on the south side of town, but now you have streets closed because of the popcorn festival for the next 3 days. That is going to be very, very tricky, to say the least. Now, I do want to give some prizes away. We tried this last Friday, and we did not get very far. But I do have a free single order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut. And I also have a free triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut. Have both of these. So, we would like to give these away. And you can pick these up at the studio tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. If you win the prize. Because I'll be at the studio tomorrow. But we have to give away the prizes first. So, here's what I thought we would do this morning. Let's see how good you are. I'm going to go and look at the entertainment history of the Marion Popcorn Festival. The entertainment history. Now, let's see here. Let's go back to 1981, 1981 would have been the first Marion Popcorn Festival. Can anybody tell me who the headliner was? Who was the headline entertainment at the first Marion Popcorn Festival? Now, I'll give you a hint. Well, there were three groups of entertainment, three nights of entertainment. But I would say at that time, the biggest name was a comedian. Now, I don't know if since then we have had a comedian play the Popcorn Festival, the main stage. Back then, I don't even know if they had a main stage back in 81. I think groups actually played the Palace back then, is what I heard. But does anybody know? We've asked this question before. I think we do it every year here at the station during Popcorn Festival time. But does anybody know who the main attraction was the first year of the Marion Popcorn Festival back in 1981? Now, it was a comedian. Does anybody know who this comedian would have been in 1981? The first headliner of the Marion Popcorn Festival. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who was the first headliner of the Marion Popcorn Festival? How many people are still around who attended this concert at the Marion Palace Theater, I believe, back in 81? I bet it was a sellout back in those days. Now again, we have a free triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut. We also have a free single order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut. Can anybody tell me who was the first headliner, and it was a comedian, at the 1981 Marion Popcorn Festival? The first popcorn festival. Now, you might be able to call in and just venture a guess and get it right. Now, of course, there were a lot of comedians, but you have to think, this would have been a headlining comedian. It would not have been a young comedian at the time, 1981. It would have had to have been somebody who was drawing a crowd. Does anybody know who that would have been? Now, I'll tell you this. I'm going to give you another question here in regard to the Popcorn Festival. One of the other performers in 1981 was kind of a comedy singer. This was the Country Act in 1981. Now, this comedy singer has appeared on this program. And this comedy singer is also still alive. The comedian is no longer with us. I'll give you that hint. The comedian has went on to his reward. So the two questions at this point are, who was the comedian that headlined the first Marion Popcorn Festival in 1981, who is no longer with us, but was definitely a big name back then? And who was the country kind of comedy singer who was also a part of the Popcorn Festival in 1981? And this person has been a guest on my show at one point. I think they were a guest back in 2020. So there you go. Those are the questions. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody want to venture a guess in regard to these trivia questions? Who was that comedian that headlined the first Marion Popcorn Festival? And who was that comedy country music performer that I would also say was probably a headliner way back in 1981? Might even still be a headliner today, to be honest with you. 740-751-4038. You know, as I look at the list here of people who have performed at the Popcorn Festival, it is quite a list. And I think this is why they have done so well for so many years. I think this is why a lot of people look at the acts in recent years and they say, boy, they're just not as good as they used to be. And I don't think that's a knock on current days. I think the Popcorn Festival just had such good acts for so long that people just got very excited about it. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, was the comedian Henny, or Youngman, or what's his name? Wasn't it Ray Stevens that was the comedian?
Ray Stevens. Okay, now, how do you think, because I don't remember this, how do you think that drew that first year?
I remember going to the first Popcorn Festival because it was really new and exciting, and I was younger then and thought that was a fun thing to do. And I remember the Lettermen were there also. I mean, it was really, for Marion to draw those kind of people, it was kind of amazing.
Now, the first year, they did not have a main stage, did they?
No, I don't think so, because I remember standing up in a crowd of people, and it wasn't really very comfortable. I think I'm not sure where even it was, but it was kind of memorable. I mean, for me to remember this 40-some years later.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's why a lot of people, and I don't think they're even trying to criticize the talent. I think they're just saying, you know, it's not as good as it once was, because when I look at this list of the last 42 years, there have been some tremendous acts here.
Oh, yeah. We had Helen Reddy, and I know we were supposed to have, what was his name?
Tom Jones.
Yeah, that was the one. Yep. And I think he ended up not showing up. But I'll tell you, when they announced the entertainment this year, I thought, who are these people? I've never even heard of any of them.
Well,
so it's not kind of a draw for me to go up there this year.
Now, how do you think it will go this year? I have to admit that this year, and no knock on them, but this is probably the least advertisement, the least incentive I've ever seen in 42 years for a festival.
Is there a money issue? Are they not getting enough money from the vendors and things to be able to promote it more?
You know, I don't know. I do remember they had to take 2020 off because of the pandemic. And I do remember during that time period talking, and I don't think he's the president of the festival anymore, but I think it was Tom Danner. And I remember there was a big discussion about how much it costs to bring these acts in, and that that was becoming a much bigger problem than it had been in the past.
Well, I could see where that would be. I mean, every prices are going up on everything, so why not entertainment?
Well,
but I know it's just not, and you know, I still have fear of being in large crowds like that. So I probably, if I go up at all, it'll just be to grab a sandwich and probably come back home.
Well, you know, it's funny because Sunday I went to Denny's with somebody and I was standing up in the line and it was somebody, I ran into somebody I knew, kind of a acquaintance, hadn't talked to him in a while, and they were talking about the Popcorn Festival and they said, that they were not going to go because they were fearful of the people who come in from out of town, so that if they were going to go up for anything, it'd be, you know, quickly in and out, but they didn't think they were going to go at all, so that fear is still there.
Oh, yeah, it certainly is, especially for the older generation, the older people, which I put myself into that category now. Like I said, most I would do is go up, grab a sandwich, and go back home.
Well, and it's interesting, you know, we have all the drama with the Bratwurst Festival and their queen, but I couldn't even tell you who the queen was this year of the Marion Popcorn Festival. I never really saw it covered anywhere.
And it hasn't been the Marion Star.
No, and I don't even know who the Grand Marshal is for tonight's parade.
I don't either. All there was an article in the Marion Star today about there's a LGBTQ group that's going to attend and march in the parade, but that's it. that's all it said. It didn't even mention a Grand Marshal.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's funny. I got that press release the other day, too, and I assume that's why the Star ran it, because they got the same press release I did. But we did not run that, because I was trying to figure out why that was a story. You know, it certainly is news, I guess, but it was the first year that Marion's LGBTQ group is going to have a float in the festival, and they sent out a whole press release in regard to it. But the interesting thing about that, I thought, was, now, if you're sending out a press release, you're calling attention to yourself, because every group that puts in a float does not send out a press release. And
Right. Are
you calling attention because it's the first year it's ever been done? Because that could also get some anger, because now people who've read the article, who might not have even known what the float was, are going to say, you know, it's that LGBTQ community. I couldn't understand the press release.
Well, with the Marion Star article, I think they were trying to tie it in to what happened out at the River Valley commencement speech.
Oh, still talking about that.
Yeah, it was mentioned in there. I guess I didn't read it that closely, but I didn't hear that they were having a float. I thought it was just a bunch of folks marching.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that was the thing. Well, I thought that's going to call attention to you, and that is a little bit of a controversial topic. And if you're calling attention to the fact that you're doing it, the story was lost on me, because there are a lot of groups that march in the festival, and I don't know that everybody sends out a press release, so I was kind of confused as to why that was a story.
Well, I don't know, it made me read it just to see what it was about, so.
And hopefully everything goes well, and hopefully everything is peaceful with that, which I'm sure it will be, but it's amazing to me we don't know who the Grand Marshal is. That was always a big thing. I mean, we have had some very big Grand Marshals in the past.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe you better go down there and hang in the crowd. Maybe they'll grab you and pick you up on a car marching through the streets of Maryland.
We'll have to. Maybe somebody knows who the Grand Marshal is. Hey, thanks for calling.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
All right. Somebody else was trying to beep in there. If that was you, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Remember, if you call and it just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. And we'd love to talk to our listeners out there in listener land. It was Henny Youngman, yes, in year number one. And the person who's been on this show, the Comedy Country Act, would have been Ray Stevens in 1981. And the Letterman. Our listener had a very good memory. The Letterman were also part of that group in 1981. So that was the entertainment lineup in 1981. Ray Stevens, The Letterman, and Henny Youngman. Now, the person who was trying to beep in there, give me a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. We still have time this hour, 55 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Now, it is interesting. Who is the Grand Marshal for this year's Marion Popcorn Festival? That used to be a very big title, and something people really cherished, being the Grand Marshal of the Popcorn Festival. But I have not heard it mentioned at all. Does anybody know who the Grand Marshal is? And does anybody find it interesting? I guess it was in the newspaper today about the, or yesterday, one of these days, it was in the newspaper about the LGBTQ having marchers, I guess, walkers in the Popcorn Festival parade for the first time. Like I say, we got that press release the other day, but I'm kind of confused on the story. I wanted them to come on and talk about it, but they were not available in the morning. I just don't understand. I mean, it's certainly okay to be in the parade if you pay the money and get in just like anybody else. That's fine. I just didn't understand why it was a story. Is it because it's the first year it's ever happened? I would think, though, if it's a controversial topic, which clearly it is a controversial topic, if you look back to the River Valley thing, that's just going to call attention to yourself by running a press release. But, you know, I'm sure nothing bad will happen. Okay. Let's go to 1982. Was there anybody big in 19? Now here's a trivia question for you. There's somebody, now you don't even have to know the history of this. There's a big entertainment person who played the Popcorn Festival in 1982 who is going to be playing the Palace Theater coming up here not too long from now. Does anybody know? Oh, and one of our listeners, maybe this is Lee's phone number. One of our listeners, I think, has sent us Lee's phone number. Hopefully this is it. Maybe we'll try this after the break and see if we can get Lee on the line. Thank you, listener, for sending that email. I appreciate it. But the question is here, Marion Popcorn Festival history. In 1982, who was the big performer who's getting ready to play the Marion Palace Theater here in just less than a month, maybe? I don't even think it's that far away. A big performer that's getting ready to play the Marion Palace Theater who was here in 1982 playing the Marion Popcorn Festival. Does anybody know who that is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's the big entertainment performer that is going to be playing the Marion Palace Theater in just a few weeks, who was a performer at the 1982 Marion Popcorn Festival? Does anybody know that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 1982, 40 years ago, this person played the Popcorn Festival, and very soon they will return to the Palace stage here in Marion. Now, in 1982, I don't know if it'd be interesting to know what year they got the main stage together. I don't know if in 82 they had the main stage as of yet. But the phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Who is a big musical performer who's getting ready to play the Marion Palace Theater again in just a few weeks that performed here in 1982? All right, think on that. We're going to take a 15-minute break here and come back with much more right after this. You're listening to WWGH Radio LP FM, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For guests like legendary ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson. Over the course of this program, we have had a lot of great guests on. We've had Hugh Downs, we have had David Hartman, we have had Marvin Kalb, and Secretary